Three men from unincorporated Clarence, a town 35 miles north of Urbana, are accused of setting off a pipe bomb at a mosque just outside of Minneapolis last August. Matt Sepik attended a court appearance yesterday for Minnesota Public Radio. It featured two of the men, plus another who faces a gun charge along with the others. I spoke with Sepik, who says the alleged ringleader of the mosque bombing is 47-year-old Michael Harry.
He is quite a character, to say the least. He has lived there off and on, has been there for the last couple of years, opened up a business there in an office that used to be part of a grain elevator that was in town for a long time. He is the leader of this group called the White Rabbit Militia, which appears to be an anti-government group. They've put some YouTube videos up. In fact, they put up a series of videos as the FBI was closing in late February, early March, basically espousing a lot of anti-government conspiracy theories and appearing on this video wearing ski masks.
Do we have any idea why Harry and his associates, Michael McWhorter and Joe Morris, would have any reason to bomb a mosque in Minnesota?
Well, that's the big question I'm trying to answer, and people at the mosque that I talked to last week are trying to answer. Why would someone drive more than 500 miles, allegedly, just to target this particular mosque in Bloomington, Minnesota? It's a suburb of Minneapolis.
As you mentioned, Harry's quite a character. I think we could spend a long time discussing his background. But at some point, didn't he spend at least a little time in Minnesota?
It appears that he did. This is a really interesting case. Back in 2005, he kidnapped his two daughters, who were then teenagers, because he feared losing custody to his ex-wife. This was a few years after he was divorced. His ex-wife, Michelle Frakes of Peoria, went to the Dr. Phil TV show hoping to get them back. And the Dr. Phil show hired a private investigator, a former FBI agent who lives in Atlanta. Harold Copas is his name. And Copas went to Mexico and Belize on a tip from some people in this old German Baptist group, religious organization that has a lot of similarities to the Amish in terms of the way they dress and some of their beliefs and so forth. Copas tracked Harry and his two teenage daughters to Mexico and then to Belize, where he found them and convinced them to come back. In 2006, Harry went on trial in Ford County, and a jury found him guilty of kidnapping his daughters and taking them to Belize. He was sentenced to, he received 30 months probation. It appears that a person who convinced him, a member of this old German Baptist community, had lived in Minnesota at the time. So that's the only connection that I see that Harry may have to people in Minnesota. And the man who helped him 12 years ago with this, I don't believe is in Minnesota anymore.
You also talked a little bit with the Ford County Sheriff this week to find out a little bit more about Michael Harry. What did the sheriff have to say?
Sheriff Mark Doran said Harry, in fact, was a deputy sheriff before Doran was sheriff. This was back in the 1990s. He was essentially forced out of that job. And he tells me Harry just really doesn't get along with people in the tiny town of Clarence where he lives. Harry was charged with assault back in July for allegedly attacking a neighbor who'd complained about his dogs getting into his trash. And according to the state's attorney, Harry held the alleged victim, John O'Neill, at gunpoint, tried pushing him into the trunk of a car. I spoke with O'Neill and his wife, Hope, at their home, and they told me Harry terrorized their family last summer, even pressured them to drop the charges. And they said Harry retaliated against them by planting bombs in their shed. This is an area where their kids play, in late February, and then sending in a phony tip to the ATF. That's all outlined, by the way, in the federal complaint against Harry, and it's what led to the arrests.
Well, what's next in this case, Matt?
Well, it's been bound over to the grand jury, so the next step presumably would be an indictment if the grand jury believes that the evidence that the government has presented warrants further charges.
That's Minnesota Public Radio reporter Matt Sepik, who's covering the pipe bombing of a mosque near Minneapolis last August. Three men from the Ford County town of Clarence have been charged in that case. Two of them were in federal court in Urbana yesterday, along with another man, 18-year-old Ellis Mack, who faces a gun charge along with them. All of the men have waived their preliminary hearings.